We are on a lesson on preparation for an attack in the Congress. I'm going to read from the sources, continuing from mix-up number 7. You can send your questions here, and selected questions will be asked here.
Yes, it's called preparation for attacking at the Congress, selected excerpts from the sources. Well, it's clear to us why we want to meet in order to, as Kabbalists write as well, that through the attack we can really, in a short time, in a state where we connect with our strength, we're basically, the attack is on ourselves, on the differences, on the partitions between us. And we want to break these partitions, break through them, and to some extent, at least, bring ourselves to being like Adam HaRishon, that uniform system that the Creator created. So in some way to move closer to it. This is what we want. This is what we're attacking towards. The more we come in contact between us into this compression, in the connection between us, despite the forces of separation that exist in us since the time of the shattering, and we have to act against them and bring ourselves closer over the resistance of our ego that wants to push us apart from each other. So we are attacking, and the Congress is exactly the activity where we want to connect against the forces of separation. So we want to get closer to each other, and by this we will discover the Creator, who departed from this one common kli, one common vessel that was called Adam, from the word Dome, similar to the Creator. Now we're not called Adam, we're called Bnei Adam, the sons of Adam. In other words, we are results of that common vessel. And we have to restore that state. So where are we?
Except number 7.
7. Go ahead. Let's read and ask and try to understand better and better what I have to do. I recommend for each one to do a little summary from what we're learning. And each time, more and more. And in this way, if we do what Kabbalists tell us, then it is certain that we will succeed. Go ahead.
Excerpt number 7. The work of the Creator requires great persistence. Whatever happens to him, remember this well, for you will need it very much as you begin the work of the Creator. It requires great tenacity and to be strong and brave, to brace oneself and stand still, even if you are dropped down every time. You must not allow yourself to fall off altogether, for it is necessary to experience all those falls, descents, and confusions prior to entering the gates of Kedusha, holiness. And the true righteous, too, have gone through all of it. Know that man must cross a very, very narrow bridge, and the rule, and the most important thing, is not to be afraid at all. Again, the work of the Creator requires great persistence, whatever happens to him. Remember this well, for you will need it very much as you begin the work of the Creator. It requires great tenacity and be strong and brave to brace oneself and stand still even if you are dropped down every time. You must not allow yourself to fall off altogether, for it is necessary to experience all those falls, descents, and confusions prior to entering the gates of holiness. Kedusha. And the true righteous, too, have gone through all of it. Know that men must cross a very, very narrow bridge. And the rule and the most important thing is not to be afraid at all.
Kazakhstan.
Please, Kazakhstan.
Thank you, Rav. You know, when you are thrown into some state, distant state or lower state, I suddenly I see that the time for assembling again, closing the ranks again, was not as quick as it used to be. Can you share how you do it with yourself when you get thrown out?
The whole point is that every time we leave and come back, we come back with greater coarseness. We're rising to a higher level. We still don't feel these degrees, but it's already like that. Every time we add, we are given additional will to receive, all kinds of discernments on top of which we have to build our relation to the group and to the Creator again, anew. And therefore, of course, the return seems slower and more difficult to us.
The principle is the same, yes? Especially before congresses. Really feel how you're being pulled out, and you have to recompose yourself, and they have 2 days left, and you're in pieces.
It is all a personal feeling that the Creator has given you in order to awaken you so you will advance. And likewise to each and every one. Ita 4.
Rab, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Rab, chi ha paura? Ha paura la parte di me che si sta avvicinando alla spiritualità o la parte, diciamo, che rimane legata alla mia natura? Io volevo che tu chiarissi questo.
Which part of me is afraid? The part that remained connected to this life in this world, or the part in me that wishes to advance towards spirituality?
Normally, the egoistic part in me is afraid. But it's good that it's afraid, because it's called help made against him. So that, because even in the end, our ego also helps us in our spiritual advancement, but in a way that we're afraid that we're missing something. So in that too, we have some advancement. So we have to respect all the forces that we have and not slight any of them, only arrange them, organize them correctly, and that way advance.
Yes.
Cosa significa un ponte molto molto stretto?
What's the meaning of a very narrow bridge?
That a person must be constantly aimed toward the goal and see the goal each time more and more clearly on a higher resolution, and in this way to advance. And what is the goal? To be connected, so that through the connection to reveal and see the Creator. The lens by which we can see the Creator is the group. The more we turn this lens, more bring ourselves closer and closer together, suddenly the Creator appears more and more clearly and closely.
Beseder.
Okay.
Tzafon 2.
Tzafon 2.
What is that degree called true righteous?
One who came to the complete form of bestowal on the complete degree of Bina. He is called complete righteous.
Baltia.
Спасибо, Рав, доброе утро. Но извините, я тут, когда вы что-то рассказываете, у меня примеры.
Morning, sir, when you tell us something, I have such examples. You should tell us about the Rabash, how he was a very, he had strong nervous system. And he told us about it more than once. And it says not to be afraid of anything, not to be weary. I'm sorry for asking this, but maybe we need to kind of pick yourself up, and not to look at any state, not to enter any state emotionally, but somehow compose yourself and pick yourself up so you have a strong nervous system.
Are you done? That's it? Good. Relax and listen. You can't run away from anything. The Creator will set you up however you want or don't want. You only need to get to brace yourself in the society in order to in it reveal the Creator. Period. There's nothing more. Period. Very simple. You have no other means. You can be smart. You can be strong. You can be emotionally, you can be very strong. It's not going to help. It will not help. Along with it, you also have to be very sensitive. So, what really helps is what you read in all the articles, only adhesion with the friends and a prayer to the Creator out of the adhesion, out of the connection. That's it. And then there's nothing else besides this. If you come to some connection, some level of connection, when you already have a 10 together, with some common force between you. From that common force, turn to the Creator, look for the common force between you, turn to the Creator and ask what you want. And you will see how effective it is. Only this. No psychologist or psychiatrist or all kinds of pacifiers or pills to calm you down, or if you had energy fields or power pills, or if you drank scotch or something, nothing will help you. You have to do what they say. That's it. And along the way, you'll discover how the Creator is treating you, tending to you, and how He's advising you.
Thank you, Rav.
Kiev one.
He writes that we must cross this very narrow bridge. What does it mean to cross it?
From in order to receive to in order to bestow.
But there's such an impression here that we are climbing the bridge and then we're retreating. And so how can we just cross it, all of us together in the Congress?
And we have to overcome. That's why you talked about the Congress. And that we're really asking all of us together for the Creator to give us the strength and take us across the very narrow bridge. It is narrow and long. From Malchut to Bina, we want Him to take us across by the hand, and we, in this chain, will follow Him.
I just want to understand it as a goal. We're all going to be together in the Congress with a friend. So our purpose is to connect so much until we never leave this feeling?
Of course, there's no doubt it has to be this way. We have to be connected spiritually among us and permanently. And that's how it'll stand till the end of correction, until all the desires, all the thoughts, all our actions which pertain to connection will connect into a system that is called Adam, similar to the Creator.
Так что значит, что мы удостоились, что мы успешно провели конгресс, вот если как?
So what does it mean that we were rewarded by going successfully through the congress?
Well, if you want to speak in macro, it is to reveal the Creator and the connection between us.
Зел.
That's it. Turkey 3.
Thank you, Rav. Question from Maiten. How should we maintain our connection with our faith above reason so that the power of faith can gain more vitality?
We have to keep it. We have to keep it in our minds and hearts. The mind and heart have to work together. How we connect among us intends, and how we try to also begin outside of the tents, but it's on condition that we don't let go of the work in the tents. So how we expand, increase this work between the tents as well. I'm really afraid of talking about it because I see that we're still not so strong within the tents, and perhaps we might lose more than we will gain. Because we wanted to jump forward and then we forget what we should have had as our foundation. The foundation is nevertheless connection in the ten.
Ita 3.
Buongiorno Rav, come possiamo inglobare gli amici che sono immersi tante ore nella materialità? Non riescono a connettersi, a seguire le lezioni?
How can we support the friends who are immersed in corporeality, many hours of work, they can't always connect with us and be in the lesson with us? How to support them?
Rabash told me that he worked in the 1940s, 50s, 60s of the previous century. And in those days, people worked whenever there was sunlight. As long as there was sunlight, that was the day. So that's when they worked. When they couldn't see, after sundown, they would go to sleep. That's how it worked. And it's not, they still had enough time for spiritual work. So you can do your job and also in some way think about spirituality, about the group, about the friends, to be in contact with them, even perhaps listen to something. Today you've got instruments, you've got devices that can keep you connected. But it's still a matter of desire. Whatever conditions the Creator gives you, and you work on your desire to use it 100%, as much as you can, you will succeed if you do that. This is called being on a very narrow bridge. Narrow means that you're lacking Achamim, mercy, meaning the power of Bina. And you're adding to it of your own, from the group, from the ten. And you advance.
Hebrew 10.
A person invests in the group, in the ten, in dissemination. Nevertheless, he doesn't get the force back from society and he falls. What is he doing wrong?
He's not praying. Because if he prayed, even from a bad situation, he would receive guidance By this, he would change his situation into a more appropriate situation, and he would understand what the problems are. He's just not connected to the Creator in the prayer.
How to pray correctly?
It is from the heart. I can't tell you. It is from the heart, from within the heart.
PT 35.
Thank you. Great persistence on the path. Tenacity means to adhere to the friends without relating to my personal feelings.
Yes.
Moshe, excerpt number 8. We should know that those who want to come into the work of the Creator in order to truly adhere to Him and enter the King's palace, not everyone is admitted. Rather, he is tested if he has no other desires but only a desire for dvikut, adhesion. He is admitted. And how is one tested if he has only one desire? He is given disturbances. It means that he is sent foreign thoughts and foreign messengers to obstruct him, so he would leave the path and follow the path of all the people. If one overcomes all the difficulties and breaks all the bars that block him, and little things cannot push him away, the Creator sends him great klipot, shells or peels, and chariots to deflect one from entering into dvikut with the Creator alone and with nothing else. And this is considered that the Creator is rejecting him with a mighty hand. Since if the Creator does not show a mighty hand, it will be hard to push him away, since he has a strong desire to adhere only to the Creator and to nothing else.
In other words, we don't need to regard the forces of rejection and distraction and obstruction, but to see how we overcome them. We have no choice. We have to overcome all the obstacles along the way. So the less we are considerate of them, we don't take them into consideration. The only calculation we make is, how do I jump above them in order to get closer to the goal? Key of 3.
Да, появился значок. Здравствуйте.
The sign. Hello.
Но больше по предыдущему.
Question about these obstacles.
Все эти спуски и падения и.
More about actually the previous excerpt where he writes about all the ascents, the descents, and confusions that are necessary for us to traverse before we enter the gates of holiness. What are those gates of holiness? After which there are no more descents.
Gates of holiness. Holiness is bestowal. And entering bestowal is entering the quality of Bina. This entry is called gates of holiness. Gates of bestowal. Those who come to the gates of bestowal don't fall already.
Again.
Yeah.
Ну, намשיך, Моше.
Let's continue, Moshe.
אז נמשיך לקטע מספר 9.
Excerpt number 9. One must especially try to have a strong desire to obtain the desire to bestow and overcome the will to receive. A strong desire means that a strong desire is measured by the increment of the in-between rests and the arrests, meaning the time gaps between each overcoming. Sometimes one receives a cessation in the middle, meaning a descent. And this descent can be a cessation of a minute, an hour, a day, or a month. And afterwards, he resumes the work of overcoming the will to receive, and he attempts to achieve the desire to bestow. A strong desire means that the cessation does not take him a long time, and he is immediately reawakened to the work. Again, one must especially try to have a strong desire to obtain the desire to bestow and overcome the will to receive. A strong desire means that a strong desire is measured by the increment of the in-between rests and arrests, meaning the time gaps between each overcoming. Sometimes one receives a cessation in the middle, meaning a descent. And this descent can be a cessation of a minute, an hour, a day, or a month. And afterwards, he resumes the work of overcoming the will to receive and the attempts to achieve the desire to bestow. And a strong desire means that the cessation does not take him a long time, and is immediately reawakened to the work.
We don't have questions except for the internet. Internet.
Shalom Rav, Michael.
Hello Rav. Michael from PT30 is asking, the virtual world, there's no feeling between a regular lesson and a congress. So how should we feel a difference between a congress and a morning lesson?
This is what I really see about a few people, that they don't give importance to the opportunity we call congress. And we still have to do such virtual connections. And it's better than a physical connection we used to have, because then we just have to understand that a virtual congress is stronger. It's more aimed to spirituality. In a corporeal congress, I come to sing, to dance, to jump, to speak with my friends, to feel that I'm inside a big world with thousands of people inside. However, is this closer to spirituality? When I'm in such an imaginary connection, physical, corporeal connection, compared to sitting separately, each and everyone, and then we have to establish for ourselves a connection between the hearts, because we have no choice. There is no more corporeality. We're coming out of that. I'm not certain that we'll ever go back to that corporeality. The Creator is taking us. That's it. We're a new generation, the last generation. We are a spiritual generation. Then we rise above corporeality, want it or not. But you see what exercise, what drills were given from above. And that's why this convention should be an opportunity for us for a spiritual connection, not for a corporeal connection as we used to have in previous congresses. That's why we have to convince each other to connect ourselves more and more spiritually, in internal emotions, as much as I'm sending from my heart to the friend's heart. the message that I want to be connected. Because only by the connection of the hearts do we go back to the pattern, the mold of Adam, one soul. There the light of Ein Sof will be revealed, and the state will be called the final correction. So certainly for us to be in a virtual congress should be a spiritual congress, internal congress. And when the Creator took away the opportunity to do the congresses like we used to have, that was to advance us, to advance us. That's why I'm not sorry about not having the opportunity today to be in this hall we used to do these congresses during these many years. No. I'm also not missing your faces. It's not important for me. What's important for me is your hearts, the desires. Let's advance towards something which is more spirituality. Why do I need to see these faces? Tell me.
But there's still no difference between a lesson and a congress. They're both virtual.
This depends on you. No difference between the lesson and the congress. In the congress, we're all coming and making a special effort to connect, to be as one vessel called Adam, resembling the Creator. Every lesson may be like a mini congress. But this is, you know, if you're doing it every day, it's not like doing it once in a few months. Nonetheless, we have to understand that what we get, these conditions come to us from above. And we have to accept them even if we don't understand above our reason. And to try to connect in them in a way that, as Rabash writes about the friends, the straight land of thousands of miles won't separate us. This is what we have to do. And I'm really asking, I'm even warning you, don't miss this opportunity. Make the effort together. The fact that each one can here and there make some efforts towards connection, that's not enough. What we need to do is to bring ourselves together, all of us, to one connection and a prayer from the connection to the Creator, and then the skies will open.
Turkey 4.
Good morning, dear Rav.
Morning.
If I feel that I'm not ready to the Congress and I'm going through the sands, what do you suggest me to do in order to awaken the desire to bestow?
You should do only one thing. And that is to restrict yourself and be present in the Congress just like a baby. Like you're annulling your ego and just be there. That's all. Nothing else is required from you. You can't perform actions of connection. So at least annul your ego and be this way. Just sit among everyone. We will do the work for you. That's it. The fact that you're going through such a state is good, it's nice. It's an ascent, it's a descent for the sake of ascent.
Also, Rav, I don't know. I feel that the period of connection is just too short, and it's just like a feeling comes and goes away,
That's correct. That is true. That's how he writes in Shemati, that the ascents are much greater, much longer than the ascents. And I don't know, he doesn't know how, what will be the end of these days. How will he see the end, yes? That's good. It's a sign you're advancing.
Okay, I will annul myself, so that's it.
You have very good internal conditions. You can advance and succeed greatly. Ita 1.
Buongiorno Rav, una domanda della decina. Sappiamo che dobbiamo attraversare un ponte molto stretto. Come facciamo ad avere fede e non paura? Come facciamo a non avere paura?
Question from the 10. We know we have to go over that very narrow bridge. What can we do if we have to have faith and not fear?
A very narrow bridge is something you should imagine. Well, let's say this is the mountain, and this is a mountain, and in between you have a very narrow bridge. Gesher tzar meod. Very narrow. And we have to cross it. As we're holding hands, each one is holding his friend. And this is how we cross it. Meaning, each one depends on all the others. That's how we shift from the degree of Malchut to the degree of Bina. That's
it.
So all we need is one thing. We want help from above. From the Creator. So we need accordingly to be in a request to the Creator. That's called man. Raising the deficiency, yes, and this is called mud, the descent of the help. And this is the Creator here. This is the sign of the Creator. Why? Because that's five. The letter Hey means five in numerical level, and there are five prinot, the root 1, 2, 3, 4, and that's why we, and that's how we call the Creator by this letter. That's all. This is what we need. Hold on to each other, and there's nothing to it except for one thing, that I'm looking at my friend, and my friend is looking at another friend, and he's looking at another friend. And that's how each and everyone is. All I see is one person before me. The bridge is so narrow. That's why everyone has to be connected to each other. And all of us have to open ourselves to the Creator. To the Creator. That the sum total of what we feel is we feel, we all feel, we're under His care. Listen, then we can pass on like a chain from one side to another, from Malchut to Bina. Malchut is called this world. What we now feel, egoistically, Bina is called the next world. What lies in an altruistic form. And then we'll understand what it means in every place, the next world. It's not after a person dies. After he dies, there's nothing. His beast is dead, and everything falls apart from the body. Nothing happens. Whereas, what we do need to do during this life is to enter the true next world, which is the quality of bestowal, the quality of the Creator. All right.
Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, for which deficiency should we pray in this Congress, and what is the first barrier that's blocking us?
All
we have is one problem, to connect between us to such an extent that we'll discover the Creator in the connection between us and to connect with Him. That's all. That's why I'm saying that this Congress we're doing now, the virtual Congress, is beneficial and helps us more than the corporeal convention we used to have for many years. That's it. It's good to do such an event. I'm not saying it's not. However, Congresses in such a way, like the Creator is organizing for us now, what's coming to us is more spiritual.
Can I ask one more?
Clear?
Yes.
How can we overcome this heaviness and come out stronger?
This is by mutual help. By mutual help. I hope that in the convention we're going to work stronger and with more joy of why did we merit this connection? Why are we before the connection with the revelation of the Creator? We are special, special among the whole world. We're special ones. That's it. This is why we have to be glad and have responsibility. How to answer that?
Latin 6.
Si entiendo bien, al fin de la corrección llegaremos a un estado en el que vamos a dar contento al Creador a través de todos nuestros deseos. El texto dice que la prueba es solo tener el deseo de adhesión con el Creador. Esto quiere decir que solo podemos darle contento en nuestros demás deseos luego de haber alcanzado la adhesión con Él.
If I'm asking, if I understood him right, that in the end of corrections we'll reach a state where we can give contentment to the Creator in all our desires. And the text says that only if he doesn't have any other desire but adhesion, it is given to him. So does that mean that after we have adhesion, we can work with all of our desires to give him contentment?
Then specifically, with all our desires that will be only aimed to bestow mutually to each other, then we're connecting together, all of us, to one vessel called Adam. Then we make ourselves resemble the Creator, and we are along with Him in adhesion. This is the state of the final correction.
Antes que eso, podemos vincularnos con
de alguna manera
en un deseo profesional o en un deseo.
We can connect ourselves to the Creator through other desires of this world.
How can that be? What other desires are there in this world?
Al Creador, ¿es posible darle contento a través de cosas relacionadas?
Is it possible to give contentment to the Creator through things, let's say, that are about our families or?
You have to keep your relations with the strangers and your family just as the way it should be. That's it. In a normal way, as it is customary in our time, in this world, no more than that. To be a husband, a father, to be responsible in your workplace, just like anyone else. This is not your spiritual work. That's the condition from which you can grow on spiritually.
Varur. Tov.
Clear?
Latin good? 5.
Latin 5.
Shalom, Rav. ¿Qué podemos hacer para estrechar más nuestra conexión cada día más? De manera que cada lección nos traiga la alegría que nos trae cada congreso.
What should we do in order to strengthen our inner connection between us? So every day and every lesson will bring us the happiness that a congress gives us.
Speak to your friends and try to build such an atmosphere. Everything depends on you. Everything depends on you.
Holland 1.
Yes, hello, Rav. How can we come to, let's say, compressing the time gaps between overcoming obstacles in the Congress? How can we use this?
This all depends on the general atmosphere and how much you're incorporated in it. That's all. If you are annulling yourself to this general atmosphere, you simply flow along with them. You are in this same boat with them. Clear?
Nikolaev, Sochi.
Good. Nikolaev, Sochi.
Раб, подскажите, вот вы сказали, что такие условия, как сейчас, когда мы все поодиночке будем участвовать в конгрессе.
You said that the conditions we have now, that each one is in himself, when we reach a congress, it's closer to spirituality. Can we reach a conclusion that physical meetings, even if part of a 10 meets with another part in a congress, it's not such a right way? We should check 7 times before we connect in such a way? Like we used to have all kinds of mirror congresses and gather together.
Look, we need to start feeling a different kind of connection. It's not by sitting together, eating together, drinking, singing. This should be a bit more internal. A bit more internal. And this is why think about it. However, what we need to do is to overcome the current situation with this virus and the pandemic and to see help made against him. This is the way the Creator helps us or promotes us. I didn't speak about this so much in the past, but towards this convention, I want you to think about it. Give importance to our opportunities, actually. So we won't be sorry that we don't have the physical connection. A physical connection is very corporeal, it's low. Even though Kabbalists do it, and they did it many times, we are in a new stage. It's the last generation. And even though we want to learn from our predecessors, we have new conditions. We have to learn from them.
Barur.
Clear?
French.
Boker Tov Rav. Question de la Mida.
Good morning, Rav. Question from a friend from Africa 1.
Que les descentes ne doivent pas dépasser 4 semaines. Est-ce que quand je fais 4 semaines sans être avec ma dizaine,
in the article,
c'est un signe de perte de l'importance du but. Alors, la
deuxième... He writes that the descent shouldn't take 4 weeks.
Aux activités de la dizaine, devons-nous lui retirer dans la dizaine?
But if I go through a long descent, even though I'm with the 10 and in the morning lesson, so does it mean I've lost importance of the goal? What do you do if it happens to a different friend in the 10? Should we take him out of the 10?
All we can do is to try to show the importance of the goal, each one for his friend. We may pray for a certain friend, the whole 10 to pray for a friend, but not more than that. There's a limit to what extent we can mingle in each and everyone's personal work. That's why let's let go of that. Let's not come so close. Is this clear? New York 4.
Do we consider the world and our relation to the world?
No. We don't want to be connected to the world, tied to the world, if we're talking about spirituality. Spirituality is spirituality, corporeality is corporeality, and we don't want to be connected to this world. In the meantime, let the world roll around until they understand they have no future. Then they'll start searching for a solution, and then we'll be happy to bestow upon them the knowledge of this solution.
Kiev 3.
Спасибо. Вот в девятом отрывке речь идет о сокращении перерывов между.
In number 9, he speaks about restriction, well, compressing the time between the sense.
И что не опускает в святости.
Is that connected to me understanding that the sense are also a sense?
Yes, but the main thing is to shorten these states of descent, how we can go through them fast, that's by the society, by the group, affecting us in its connection and bestowing surrounding light upon each and every one. That's the primary means to hasten our advancement. Again, I say, hastening the advancement, shortening the time between one descent and another is possible only by all the society, meaning the 10, will be connected and try to think about it. Okay, Florida.
Thank you, Rob. Good morning. For those people that aren't registered, they're hearing lessons, but they haven't registered for the... Is this like drilling a hole in the boat for the rest of us?
They're simply not in the boat. You understand? You can't say that they're here. They're not there.
So we just consider it as if they don't exist, and we push forward and lower our head and do our job, right?
Yes, I don't take them into account at all. It's not that I should know who is or who isn't. There's an action which is done by a few thousands of people. wish to advance towards the Creator. And for that sake, they're performing actions. They're registering, doing something else. Some don't want to take part in that. They understand by their brains. They understand in their mind. I guess they understand what kind of mind we're talking about. This is a corporeal mind. That they don't need it. Anyhow, they'll advance. They have a different approach. Well, if they have a different approach, they're not with us. That's okay. I have no problem. I certainly don't take them into account. It's not only me. But rather, whoever's not connected, look at what the Kabbalists write about connection. If one doesn't perform this elementary action, well then, what do we have to talk about this person as a person who wishes to enter spirituality? Spirituality is only revealed in the connection between us.
Tel Aviv 4.
Is there a way for us to use this to hasten the descent and turn them into a sense?
You work on yourself. Make sure that you're connected to those people who are also connected to Congress. That's all. You don't need anything else.
Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. What can our 10 do in order to help all 10s enter the first spiritual degree in this Congress?
Set an example. Set an example. Awaken everyone. Warm everyone up. Draw everyone. According to the rule, each should help his friend. PT 32.
Thank you, Rav. There's a state that, like we're studying now in a virtual way, there's more difficult work for each one to overcome disturbances, like a lot of personal work. How do we give each other forces, even though we're all at home in front of a computer?
No one gets harder work than he can perform. That's the upper light organizing for us all the different states. That's why there's nothing to complain about. Just scrutinize what one should do in order to realize this awakening of the upper light. It may be a positive awakening, it may be a negative awakening, but how to awaken, how to realize the awakening in the most beneficial way, that's what we have to discover, that's all. PT 29.
About that narrow bridge, the quote says the main thing is not to fear. What fear are we speaking about, and why is that the main thing?
Not being afraid means that I must see the Creator before me nonetheless, giving me seemingly this problem before me. It's like a child. You set him on the floor and you go away. He's standing, he's crying, he doesn't know what to do, because for him, this situation, he doesn't know how he'll get along. But we understand that specifically out of this kind of pressure, he will take a few steps, and that's how he'll learn to walk. There's no choice. This is how we are like this small child before the Creator who wishes to help us, to teach us to start walking. Okay.
Good.
Unity 2.
Как так получается, что человек входит в Каббалу и, ну,
how does it happen that a person enters the wisdom of Kabbalah
вот,
when he has a feeling in the heart, but on the way to the path he loses this feeling, and the wisdom of Kabbalah becomes psychology for him?
This is because he has to understand that this is how the Creator confuses him so that he will scrutinize or discern the path in the more correct way. This happens to each and everyone. You have to learn more. The fact that someone goes into psychology, it's a sign that he's not dedicating sufficient time of his free time to the study, articles, preface, even the study of the Ten Sefirot. No. PT6.
I wanted to ask, in relation to the example of walking on the bridge, you said that what we need is only to look at the friend before me. So what does it mean to look at the friend before me?
I want to connect to someone who's going forward, or the one before me. Even though I'm behind them, I'm holding on to them. That's it. That's all.
But what leads us?
What leads us? Being all of us together. By this drawing, can you see?
Yeah.
And we raise man.
Okay.
Because we were also saying in the lesson that every ten needs to aim the friends to a feeling of faith. So, how do you build this thing?
Faith is something we build in the connection between us. Mutual bestowal in the group is basically the beginning of faith.
But in working on the connection, are we aiming everybody?
The fact that we are all holding on to reach one goal, by that we're holding everyone.
And that's what gives us, that's what helps us advance?
Yes, yes. To the extent that we attach ourselves, stick ourselves together more and more, that's called crossing the bridge.
Can I ask about the Congress?
Yes.
You said you gave an emphasis that on the uniqueness of the virtual congresses compared to the physical ones we used to have. I wanted to ask, in relation to a virtual congress, it's, during the day, it's going to be very similar to the way our Shabbat looks. We have two lessons and so on. So what's the addition we can give in a virtual congress? The virtual reality we have.
I think this should be an atmosphere of being connected together. Really, 48 hours. Around the clock. Around the clock. And this connection we maintain all the time. And we're trying to fill all our time, except for when you were asleep, except for the necessities, to fill these hours with all kinds of manners of connection between us. Let's hope that we can obtain such a form of connection that will feel that there the Creator has to be revealed. Or maybe He is revealed already. Everything depends on us. In us. Siberia.
восьмом отрывку хотел спросить. Вот одно желание.
I wanted to ask about number eight.
Вот как мы возникаем, допустим, желание.
There's one desire to enter adhesion with the Creator. How can we create that one desire in the group? What should we connect in the ten? What to connect to other friends outside to add more dissemination?
You can't measure anything. All your answers, your thoughts stem from you wanting to control these states you're going through. And you will never be able to control them because you're in an ascent. That's why all you need to do is annul yourself. And it's counter to what you're saying. It's the opposite of what you're saying. That's why your intellect won't help here. Only thing that will help you here is to read more of what Kabbalists write and to try to annul what they're saying, to try to perform what they're saying. Your approach is wrong. You say Midwest.
Rav, shalom. As you say, there's only 48 hours left to the Congress. What is the strongest action we can possibly make to guarantee that connection prior to the Congress?
Start thinking about it all the time. Register yourselves. And started preparing yourselves. Talk about what you can do. Everything depends on you. I'm not the one who's working in this Congress. In this Congress, you're the ones who are doing it. That's why everything depends on you. You've heard enough, you've learned enough, you've read enough. Now, perform, act. The success depends on you. Don't look at me.
Barur.
Is this clear? Kiev 1.
У нас на конгрессе в субботу вечером будет мероприятие, которое называется «Собрание десятых».
In the Congress on Saturday night we're going to have an event called Gathering of Tens. We have three parts to this event. In the beginning we're going to start to have every ten connect between itself. Then we'll come out and maximally mix. And then everyone goes back to his tent. Our thoughts are that by this action, we're going to awaken a very strong force that will awaken us. There's a limitation here because we can't mix all the tens, but rather personally. So we can, and we can't change the languages. So we had good experience with such an event, but the way you said things today, how can we do it the right way?
You need to discuss it and decide on it on your own. I can't, on every little detail, more and more to go and explain that there's actually no innovation here. You know the rules. Discuss it between you, how you can use these rules, realize them in our lives, in the lives of the group, in the lives of the general organization.
Is this the right kind of action generally? There's no contradiction here that you should say the 10 has to work and only inside it. In such an event, we want to...
Okay, so it's good because the Congress should be like that too.
Mach 3.
Раф, вопрос по поводу помех. Мы учим, что очень важно обращать внимание на баланс.
Rav, a question about disturbances. We learn that it's very important to pay attention to the balance between corporeality and spirituality. Why is it that if you add the framework for spirituality, on the corporeality, immediately get disturbances?
You have to do it in a way that it will be balanced, that it won't disturb the family as much as you can. You need to compensate them by when you disconnect from them for a while, you have to compensate on something else. And that goes into spirituality.
PT 33.
It's felt that this Congress is an opportunity. Along with it, in a physical Congress, we used to be among the friends between the lessons. In this Congress, you immediately fall to your house, your family, etc. How can we nonetheless, between the different parts of the Congress, to maintain ourselves for 48 hours inside the aquarium?
Maybe, yes. Maybe. You have to see whichever way you can organize it. Yeah. Okay, now the question is, what are we doing next, Moshe?
We have these parts, or maybe we can move on to the preface?
One of the two?
Yes.
So, what should we do? Should we continue these excerpts, or will you explain?
Yes, okay, so we're going to have a vote. Number one, if you want to keep on reading about everything is attained by the force of the prayer. Excuse me. The one is the preparation for the Congress, and number two is the preface. Friends has got it already.
So let's go to the preface.
It seems that the friend was a small difference, but for preface.
Okay, let's go.
But first, let's sing a song together.
Place of bestowal, in the heart of attack, ever in the unbounded wings of love at our back.
Corazones unidos, así venceremos el mal. Corazones unidos, la conexión es real.
Vivi tu ratno, celebriniego zanás. Мир обратится вам дух, если мы не проснемся сейчас. Мир обратится вам дух, если мы не проснемся сейчас.
Del Zohar, la fe y la redención, avanzando con fuerza, un hombre con un corazón.
Directivo y едины, directivo y больны, мы окрыленные светом, вечной любовью полны. Carry us to the place, where we stand face to face, in eternity's moment, in our brother's embrace, in eternity's moment. In our brothers embrace.
Kan nimtzeta ba, kan shorash ba. Banu venceremos el mal, corazones unidos, la conexión es real.
Anim Zeta
eternity's moment in our brother's embrace. In eternity's moment in our brother's embrace.
La conexión es real, la conexión es real.